Hello and welcome to these pre-show notes for Baby Reindeer, devised and performed by Richard Gadd and directed by John Britton. This show has transferred from the Edinburgh Festival, where it won a number of five-star reviews and was described as compelling and a haunting, unsettling monologue. It lasts for an hour and 10 minutes, without an interval, and tells the story of Gadd's real-life relationship with a stalker. The audio-described performance takes place at 2:30 on Saturday, November the 2nd, and these short notes will be broadcast over the headsets with any changes at 2:20, 10 minutes before the show begins. It'll be described by me, Jane Brambley. Baby Reindeer is a one-man show in which Richard Gadd adopts the voices of a number of other characters. For this production, the performance area is in the middle of the auditorium, with the audience in numbered seating on all four sides. The space itself is about the size of a large living room, with the four pillars that support the auditorium roof standing one at each corner. They're dark charcoal grey, linked by matching arched walls at the top, and high on each pillar a large rectangular screen faces into the room. The floor of the performance space is dark royal blue. Four chunky black wedge-shaped projectors stand on it, facing the screens, each one angled up at the opposite pillar. As the action unfolds, the screens will display either voicemail messages in large, aggressive white capitals or emails typed in real time, and occasionally images. In the centre of the floor is a grey turntable, about half a metre in diameter, surrounded by lines of brilliant white light which make a square around it. There is no other furniture, except later a tall bar chair of varnished pine with a curved back and sides of narrow rods, the wood turned decoratively like a Victorian balustrade. The chair has a scarlet seat and represents Martha, the stalker. Richard Gadd carries it to its place and talks as if she is sitting in it, sometimes slamming the chair down with a crash. He's 30 years old, a white man with big, wary blue eyes, short, dark hair and stubble on his face. He looks muscular, simply dressed in wine-red T-shirt, grey jeans and white trainers. Finally, you might like to know that the show is extremely loud at times, too loud to be able to hear any audio description. At these times, any description will therefore be kept to an absolute minimum. And that's the end of these pre-show notes. Goodbye.